Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Greg Detmeyer. This is the School Talk Podcast, the podcast where we talk about anything school-related. And today, that is going to be habits. Sitting with me again after our last episode is not Jenny J. Hill Hillebrand, but instead, Kelly Simon. Kelly, how are you doing today?
Awesome. What I heard was the last episode went out, and there was such a great response on the co-host that they just asked at least one more time, at least have her come back one more time. So here I am.
Yeah, I mean, that was actually pretty special, too, because whoever did that had a time machine, because podcast magic is we're recording this literally 10 minutes after that last one.
Well, you didn't have to tell them.
I think most people know that. Most people know. We do two at a time. So, Kelly, do you always do that thing with your hand like that when you're talking? You always
again,
do this?
Why are you telling them things they don't need to know?
I mean, do you always put your hand up there like that?
100%. How do you not know that?
I'm just curious. So it's a habit.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
And see, it's just like having Jenny over there where I have my horrible intros to topics and just flies right over her head. That's like a habit Jenny and I have together is I try to have a clever introduction to the topic and
she never
Jenny
gets it.
Just looks at me like, what are you talking about? Why? It's like, why don't, and then it usually ends with, like, cut this part out, but you should tell me ahead of time so I can play along with it. Like, well, Jenny, like, what's the fun in that?
So,
again, I'm sorry, Jenny.
I get it.
It's becoming a habit for me to apologize to Jenny on the podcast.
That's true, too.
So, Kelly, we are going to talk about habits today. And I feel habits, again, this is kind of a spin-off episode of my goal series that I did a few months back, where I kind of documented some things I learned about goals through a personal health journey, and you kind of came along that ride as well and joined in on an episode as well. So today we're going to start with what's called Keystone Habits, and a lot of this comes from the book The Power of Habit, which is a book I've just kind of been chipping away at. It's not like one I can sit down and read a ton. It's a little thicker, it's a little heavier, it's a little meatier, so kind of in between other stuff I'm reading, I'm like, oh, I'm going to read a couple more chapters of this and so forth. One of the things that was mentioned in there are these things called keystone habits. And basically, a keystone habit is a habit that has a positive impact on other habits. Okay, so let me kind of give the example in my personal life. So for me, that's been exercise. When I started my health plan, I established this habit of exercise right away in the morning, which then led to other habits directly tied to that. One being, I'm going to move more. I did that, I feel good. Now I'm going to get into this habit of moving around more, not sitting as much. And then I got into this habit of eating healthy. Okay, and then I got into the habit of, oh, I probably shouldn't watch as much TV anymore. I should probably only get into the habit of watching an hour of TV a night because I need to get up, go to bed early. I need to get in the habit of a better bedtime so that I can get up early and so forth. So that one habit, my deciding I'm going to start exercising and making this a routine and a habit within my life, led into all these other habits. Now, the thing is, I didn't have a direct plan for those things. They kind of just organically happened outside of dieting. But the rest just happened because I was doing this. I had a plan that worked out, and then that led to other habits being formed. In the school setting, I think there's a strong argument to be made that a keystone habit for educators would be collaboration.
Absolutely.
Okay? So if educators collaborate with each other, grade alikes are meeting together, or you have a partner teacher that you're working closely with and you're collaborating with, I would argue that that's going to lead you to other habits as well, maybe including tighter planning. Maybe it's I'm focused more on data now. Maybe it's I'm sticking to my schedule a little tighter than I normally would because I know that we're going to come back to this collaboration time that is now a habit, and I'm going to need that stuff. So even though I didn't directly set out to do those things, this keystone habit of collaboration led to me improving other aspects of my role as well. That makes sense?
Absolutely. So would you differentiate the word habit or the theory of a habit in the theory of a routine?
I feel they're very similar. Okay. I'm sure there's someone somewhere who's got more degrees in Fahrenheit who could argue that was funny. I'm actually surprised it's taken me 142 episodes to throw that one out there. But who would argue like, well, actually a routine is this and a habit is this. But no, I mean, for the sake of our conversation, I feel they're very similar. And I know one of the things I've often said is like, there is huge power in routining the heck out of your life. It's kind of, and I think maybe it was in the episode we, Jenny and I did on self-care, because self-care is always like this hot, like, oh, we need self-care. And it's always people like, oh, it's all rainbows and sunshines. Right. And I'm like, actually, I think self-care is more just like routine the crap out of your life.
Exactly.
So that you can build the capacity to handle the unknown, which are the things you're saying you need a massage for.
Exactly.
So if we, so a little tangent there, but yeah, I definitely think there's similarities in the two. I think they're interchangeable.
Okay, that's space. That when you said, does that make sense? It makes complete sense.
Because I would say I'm in an exercise routine as
right.
well.
Right. But the idea of it being a habit, I can, I don't know, I guess I can see it being like a nuance, but also like an intenser level, a more intense level of the word, I could argue. Okay, anyway, okay. Makes sense. The reason that my mind went to ask that question of is there really a difference between habit and routine, also related to school. I don't know how many schools or school districts or teachers have invested in the training routines within routines within routines, which is really taken off in our early childhood program here. That's the official name of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Routines within routines within routines.
Yeah. And just knowing at a younger child level, just the difference that makes in their whole lives, just yep. knowing what is expected, you know, knowing what comes next.
So as you're talking, I don't know where I'm coming on this. I think a habit's a bigger thing. I think routines can be within habits.
That's kind
right?
of,
because
yeah.
like, to explain routines within routines within routines to our listeners would basically be, think of like bedtime routine. If you're putting a kid to bed, which is horrible and takes five times longer than it should. Either way, that's a routine, okay? Big routine, bedtime. Within that routine, there are other routines. One of them being brush your teeth, okay? Within brush your teeth, there's also the routine of the steps of, here's what you need to do to brush your teeth. You need to put the toothpaste on the toothbrush, turn on the water. If you're not a monster, you'll probably put the water, put the toothpaste under the water before you just start scrubbing your teeth. If you're a kid, which they all will do, they will then decide to spit all over the mirror. But there's like this list of stuff like routine, big routine, bedtime, next level, brush your teeth, and then next level. How do you actually do that?
So I'm getting the difference then between a habit is when you no longer have to guide your child through that routine. Whether it be the entire bedtime routine or the specific brushing of the teeth routine, when it's almost like a Pavlov's dog thing where, oh, bedtime, I know what that means. I need to brush my teeth. I need to do it this way. And there's no guiding anymore because it's habitual.
Yeah. It's like automatic.
Yep.
You know, oh, it's yeah, the TV shut off, door is off. Now I do that.
We don't even have that many degrees, and we could even figure that difference out.
That's true. That's true. I mean, someone might be like, actually, you guys are backwards or something. But either way, so habits are huge. And I think keystone habits, even more important, because those are going to have a positive impact on additional things within your life. One of the examples in the book, too, that was discussed was this idea of setting yourself up for success through your habits and or routines, right? So they gave the example of Michael Phelps, gold medal swimmer, and how on a race day, he has a set routine or a set of habits that he does leading up to his race, starting with, I get up at this time, not before, not after. Then I eat this for breakfast. Then I drive to the pool. Then I jump in the pool and I do blank laps at this speed, then so forth and so forth. So he has this habit of getting ready for his race. And the cool thing with that is each one of those things, he is set up to win. Okay? Gets up when the alarm goes off, right? That's
win.
A win. Eats his breakfast that he already knows he's going to eat.
Win.
Goes and does his pre-race workout. Win. So as he's standing there up on the blocks, ready to jump into the race, what's his mind what's his mind predisposed to?
Winning.
So that's where he's mentally at. So what does he anticipate? That he's going to perform well and he's going to win.
So tell me, have you experienced that in and as you've developed these habits?
Of course. So like one of the things I think it's the silliest thing. I used to do this all the time. Horrible with it. It's hitting the snooze button, right?
Ooh.
So I set my alarm at 4 a.m. and I get up at 4 a.m. Now, there were years I'd set the alarm at 6 and I'd sit there and hit the snooze button 4 or 5 times. During my journey, it's like I realized every time I do that, I'm starting the day with a loss. Mm-hmm. Like the night before, I said, I'm going to set the goal to get up at 4 in the morning. Now, if I get up and hit the snooze and wake up at 4:09, it doesn't seem like a big difference, but I didn't achieve what I was setting out to achieve. So I'm setting myself up. There is a little failure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's say the reverse. I wake up 4 a.m., hit the floor. According to my wife, I'm super noisy. I basically wake everyone up at 4 a.m., but I'm up, so I'm going down to work out. That's a win. I did what I was planning on doing. Okay. Next thing, I work out. I know I'm going to do that. I achieve something really hard. That's a win. Then I know that I'm going to go get my kids' lunches ready, pack the lunches. It's part of the routine. That's a win. Then I go eat my own breakfast. That's a win.
And I'm guessing what you're choosing to eat for breakfast
is healthy.
Since the keystone habit of working out already happened.
Correct.
Okay.
So
catching on.
It's a win. Okay. So my whole routine or my whole morning habit, those are all set up to put me in a place like Michael Phelps get going to the day. So when I'm driving to school, all I've experienced for the day is a series of wins that I put myself in the position to experience.
So how would that, give me an example of then how would it impact your job at school?
Okay, so I'm coming into a difficult conversation. Maybe it's hard. What is my mind already? It's like, oh, I already worked out. That was hard. And I won. I did well. And I ate a healthy breakfast. I fought the urge to stop at Casey's and get a donut. For those that are not in the Midwest, Casey's is one of the best gas stations we got. Okay. So essentially in all these wins, and I'm not saying like win as in like, yeah, I won, pound the chest, but just like I set out to do something and I
did it.
I did it. So I'm winning in that sense. So, cause I don't mean like if you're having a difficult conversation, like, yes, I won that. I mean like it was a win for everyone involved, right? I'm putting myself in a position where like Phelps on the starting block, I'm prepped and ready to win.
Makes sense. So I know I need to call this parent today, or I know maybe the paraeducator assigned in my room, I need to, you know, explain to her how her habit of using her cell phone during the day needs to change, whatever the thing is, right?
Yep.
I know maybe one of my students has just been off lately. I can totally visualize right now my morning going snooze, snooze, snooze. Oh, now I'm running late. Quick breakfast for everyone, which usually quick breakfasts do not equate to healthy breakfasts, typically speaking.
Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart.
I mean, just the name.
Yeah.
You mean a Pop-Tart?
Pop-Tart. Thank you.
Put some nasty fruit in a pastry thing?
Yeah, thank you. No, do not say Pop-Tart and pastry in the same sentence. That is so insulting to pastry. So we all ate Pop-Tarts. I snapped at two of my kids because we're all running late. Okay, lose, 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 lose. Enter the day. I already knew, you know, the student has been dysregulated, so probably going to happen today. I'm entering on a loss. I'm certainly not attacking the conversation with my paraeducator today. Not in the mood. You know, whatever. I can totally see this where, and it all started with missing my keystone habit.
Yep. And I like how you explain that a little more than how I did. I think that was a great view on it, where it's like the opposite is I'm coming in, like if I keep losing at everything I'm doing throughout the day, or I'm not making good choices, or I'm not successful at the routines and the habits I have in place, I'm going to be agitated. Like my mindset's going to be horrible. I'm going to be short. I'm going to be quicker to blow the lid because like I've dealt with all this other stuff where when I stick with my routine's set up where it's like, I'm feeling good. Like, look at everything I accomplished today. Like today I was probably a little annoying, maybe over a chipper because we're doing the step challenge at school and I walk down to my team and I'm like, what are you guys doing standing around? We got work to do. Come on, team. Like I've been up since 4 in the morning. I've been up 4.5 hours. I got 10,000 steps. Went for a 4-mile run in the rain, 45-minute exercise. We got stuff to do. Standing around, talking to each other. of course,
walk and talk.
Of course, tongue in cheek, but at the same time, like, I did feel good because, man, look at everything I did so far. It hasn't been a series of, like, life kicking me.
Well, and geez, just think about that, guys. How many times do we then say things like, well, I'm having a bad day. And those I'm having a bad day leads into, or we exaggerate it. You know, like, we had a bad morning. We made a bad decision, but we allow that to steamroll into any habit we even possibly had is thrown out the window. Well, looks like I'm eating garbage for lunch. Looks like we're ordering takeout for supper, you know. And as far as actually coming home and owning up to my kids that I was snappy this morning, well, that ain't happening. Mama had a bad day. You're going to have to deal with it. And the ripple effect, and guys, the unfortunate part is, how many times does that bad day turn into bad days? Yep. And then all of a sudden, we find ourselves just in this cycle. And then where are our habits? And are our habits now actually these series of bad habits that need to break?
Yep. So I love that you mentioned, yeah, like if you're having a bad day, it's probably you're having a bad moment or one bad thing happened and now you're doing, and I actually talked about this in one of my solo episodes, in my goal episode. It was like, if you consider your life or your goal or whatever you're working on as a big vacation, right? And you're planning on it and you have all this ambition and you put so much effort and time into it, and then you go on that vacation and you get 100 miles from home and you get a flat tire. What do?
Well, figure out a way to fix it. You certainly don't turn around.
Get out and fix the flat tires. However, in life, we do the same thing with our goals. We put time and effort into it. We make one bad decision. That's our flat tire. And we often get out, take a knife, and pop the other three.
Truth.
Ate a bad breakfast. I'm done for the day. No, don't do that. Right. Get back into your routine. Right. Get back into your habits.
Right. I mean, I guess this is the first time, and I have a lot, I'm very habitual. I would say I routine the hell out of my life. That's what makes me function at a high level. And this is actually the first where it's sinking in how many times where if I miss a habit, it's the root cause of many other bad decisions. Wow. Like, strip it down and it really seems much more simple and controllable and fixable. I love it.
Yeah, I think when you really look at it like that, you realize how much control and power you do have over your life if you build those habits and routines. Now, my wife would say, Chrissy would say, like, I'm a little over the top in some aspects.
Maybe.
Because, like, if we're eating steak and it's not a Sunday, I'm thinking it's Sunday. Because every Sunday night for the last 2 years, like, I'm having steak.
That's not a habit, honey. That's OCD.
So,
and that's another episode.
We actually had steak last Saturday. Oh. And I'm just like, on Sunday, I was like, what are we having?
What are we eating?
Like, what, we have tacos on Sunday? Like, can't. Like, why would
who
we do
that?
Like, it's steak. Or do we do it twice? But we did it yesterday and it's expensive. It just threw me off. So you don't want to be over the top.
Well, you don't. You need to have flexibility in your life too, obviously. And speaking of that, so I've just recently been very sick and it's thrown off my habits. So I too, just like Greg, am a morning exerciser. I've been for years, and I can definitely say, although I didn't have the name for it, I didn't know it was a keystone habit. Hallelujah, it's a keystone habit. You know, it's an automatic win. I have accomplished something before. In general, I know my house, much less my neighborhood, much less my town. And I, in my brain, tell myself most of the world has even thought about getting up. They're rolling over, farting, and going back to sleep. And I have checked off multiple boxes because some of my keystone habit of getting up and exercising in the morning also includes getting two more loads of laundry done, drinking a full bottle of water. So, like, all of those things where I've already kickstarted so many great. I get to work most days, and this smile on my face is about the fact that I already won the day. I already lived more of a day than the average person. That's a win, right? Okay, so I've been ill lately. I've had to put my physical health first in a different way, as in I've needed more sleep. I haven't been able to physically get up and do the exercise. This is how I know it's a habit. It is absolutely throwing me off emotionally, mentally. And it's not just the exercise. It's not that I'm an exercise addict, although that's debatable. It's the fact that all of my habits are now off. I don't know where my routine is, much less my habits. And so I do know I need to do what my body needs right now, which is taking a time out. But man, I can't wait to get back to my habit life. I think it's the same many of us feel maybe on a vacation. We can't wait for that vacation, and our habits are typically 90% mm-hmm. out the window. But it's part of what is so gratifying of coming home too. Routine, and especially if we have positive habits in our life.
So, and I think you kind of nailed it there too. Like, how do I know this is a habit, or how do I know this is a keystone habit especially? And that's like, when it's gone, you know, because it's absence, and it isn't because you're an exercise addict, like you said, but that's what kickstarts your day. That's what kickstarts all these other habits are connected to getting up early and working out.
Right. So I don't have the two loads of laundry done.
Correct.
I don't have my water intake already started. You know, I don't already have my lunch packed, set things out for my kids. All of those other things that happen with the 4 o'clock keystone habit don't happen either.
That's right. Powerful stuff. Habits are crucial. Routine. Just routine your life as much as you can. Kelly, anything else there?
I came in knowing this, and I'm still like, wow, this rings true. Thank you for the reminder. Sometimes we just have to name the thing. So yeah. I appreciate that, Craig.
So, all right. And since Kelly said she appreciates that, it's time for check out our website, www.schooltalkpodcast.com, and you can find all our past shows there, as well as our social media links. We'd love for you to go check them out. As always, as you leave, ask yourself, what one thing can I do tomorrow to make me a better version of myself? Because we learned one thing can make a huge difference if it's a keystone habit. Then do it, because greatness isn't achieved by one event, but instead a series of small, intentional steps. Jenny's still not here, so Kelly, you gotta do it.
Go be